I just wondering if you're part of this.
Well, here, let me give you a gospel card.
It's foolishness to offer God.
We're here to warn people that this is not of God. This is not an offering that God is going to accept. If you look on his sign, it says, "You worship God in vain." He said it in Mark 7:6-9. It's lip service. It means that God wants us. Jesus said to worship him in spirit and truth. This is not truth. They teach a lot of lies. On there is the gospel. A lot of people here have faith in the shed blood of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, but they haven't repented. You must repent. It's a turning of your mind and a changing of your ways to his ways. It means your old life is behind you. A new life, a holy one, a godly one, an obedient one is ahead of you if you are born from the Spirit, born above, with the Holy Spirit within you, right?
Keep explaining.
Okay, so you have faith,
yeah,
and then you must repent, right? And if
right.
you repent,
right.
God will give you the Holy Spirit, and you become born again,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And then because you have the Holy Spirit, you're going to have good works, fruits of that Holy Spirit, right? You're gonna do, it's a Holy Spirit. You do holy, good, and godly things for him, right?
Right.
Not worldly, carnal, sinful, fleshly things, right?
Right.
This is worldly, carnal, sinful, and fleshly. And we're here to, well, the false gospel. They don't teach a biblical gospel, and if they say it with lip service, they're not teaching people here how to repent.
Where's holiness and Christ died on the cross for our sins, that we should be working and doing his work, like doing the work God, Jesus did when he was walking on earth. Is that what you mean? Like,
well, like I just went through the gospel. You have to be born again. A lot of these people are not showing the fruit of being born again. We're not talking deliverance and demons and stuff. We're talking about living a holy, godly, set apart life, called out and separate for him. We have to live in this culture, but we're supposed to be a separated kind of people. We see the foreshadow of that. The Israelites in the Old Testament, right? God called them out. They looked different. They acted different. They talked different. They worshiped God in the way he wanted them to, right? Well, we don't live in the Old Testament. We live in the New Testament now. So now we have to live by the obedient command, or the commands in obedience, through the New Testament, right? So what we see here is they don't teach a biblical gospel. They're not teaching people to repent. They're worldly. We see people walking in here with Packer paraphernalia. The women are not. Are you born again? Okay, then you're my sister. You're not biblically head covered and biblically dressed like the New Testament teaches us. Those are commands for women. We see a lot of feminism here, trying to usurp the authority of men. That's unbiblical. The men here aren't even dressing biblical. They're not acting biblical. This is fleshly music. The Bible says you can't please God in the flesh, right? Romans 8, this is all flesh. And it's not even biblical. Ephesians 5 says, today the instrument that we're supposed to use for the Lord is us, the holy temple, our heart, and him, with lifting up our voices and making a joyful noise unto him. Not external things like we see in the Old Testament. They were all dead. That was before the Holy Spirit came within. It was all external. Now it's internal. The works that we do come from within, and it shows on the outside, right?
Yeah.
So if your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you say you're born again, now you need to do, and I do, and anybody else claiming it, we need to use this temple the way God would have us do it, right? What we look at, what we listen, how we dress it, what we act, who we associate with.
Is all on this card right now?
Yep. There's the gospel there, and on the back side, I was going to get to that, is a bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching.
Right.
All the denominations, 40,000 denominations out there, we left it all. We don't belong to any of it. We belong to Christ, in the scriptures. We don't take anybody's money. We don't want anybody to follow us. They can't follow us because we travel full time. We sold what we have to come out here and do this and love people like you. And a young woman that I had a half-hour conversation with, and a young man my husband did, and all the people we talked to yesterday who might have some truth in them. A lot of these people are spiritually dead. They love the flesh. They're going in there paying money for something that they shouldn't even be paying for,
Amen.
Right?
I get it now, yeah.
Jesus made a whip for people selling what would be the things of God, right? Freely it was given, freely you should give. That's just another sin. These people, most of them are not of God. They're not born again. Jesus said few, and I could back that up in Scripture. He said few, didn't he? There's thousands of people here. Very few are going to make it in the end. Here's a thought. How many people got on the boat with Noah? And they figured there might have been millions of people on the earth. 8. And all we know is Noah was a believer. His family just got to go with him. Right? How many people came out of Sodom and Gomorrah and actually made it all the way out?
3.
And out of 600,000 fighting men, how many of them got to go into the promised land? Those odds are pretty small, aren't they?
Was it Aaron and who?
Joshua and Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb.
Yep. So very, very few. The way is narrow. We're to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. This is not fear and trembling. This is not fear of a holy God. This is not keeping his commands. And Revelation 14 and 15, Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says, those who are going to be left outside the gates are all these big bad sins. Whoremongers, sorcerers, adulterers, murderers, and those who love and practice a lie. So if you're keeping a lie, a willful sin that you will not repent of, even one, you'd be left outside the gates of heaven. Ananias and Sapphira, after grace had come, what happened to them? Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, what happened to them? Do you know?
No, I remember.
They sold land and they lied about how much they sold it for. They were killed. After grace had come. See, everybody here is yelling, grace, grace, meaning they can keep sinning. They were killed after that. Go read 1 Corinthians 11. No, but if you email me, I'd be happy to share some of these with you. Our email is on there, don'tperishatoutlook.com. 1 Corinthians 11 is the head covering chapter, and then the second part of it is the Lord's Supper. Did you know God was killing people after grace had come because they were taking the Lord's Supper in vain? This is how serious this is. Peter, I believe, said, if the righteous are scarcely saved, that means it's really hard for a true believer to be saved in the end, if they endure to the end. How much worse for the sinner than God? So these people take this all lightly, that they can just worship God however they want, do whatever they want. It's in vain. It's lip service. We must do it in spirit's truth, like he says, through the scripture. To love God means we keep his commands. That's how we love God, not just here in our heart, because our heart is wicked. The Holy Spirit is in there and helps our heart, but our fleshly heart and our fleshly love can be wicked and self-centered.
You know what's really crazy? Like, I had to stop and ask you because I thought you were just, like, worshiping, praising him holding that time. But what's really crazy is that I just finally getting talking to you about sin.
Okay.
And half these people, like, are just ignoring him because they don't understand. Like, I just didn't understand.
Right. Well, we've been here for a couple hours, and they know what we're about. I have talked to a few people here, so praise God they're seeking truth. So I would encourage you, are you headed in there?
Yeah.
I would encourage you, ask the Lord. Well, first, I wouldn't encourage you to go in there, but if you're going to, we know people have gone in there. We've had some good conversations. If you ask the Lord to reveal the truth to you while you're looking in the scriptures, not just a supernatural, hey, God, convict me kind of thing.
No, yeah, I know.
Because it has to be in the scriptures.
God to just reveal the truth to me while I'm reading these scriptures, Lord God.
Right.
I just went through Minnesota Adult Teen Challenge and just got up drugs, alcohol, and everything through the Lord Jesus Christ. Accepted him as my personal Savior. If it wasn't for the Adult Teen Challenge, I'd still be living a lie out there. And so I got my brother and sisters in there that helped me, you know, find Jesus in the first place. And now,
okay,
like, as I walk on in life, I just discover more and more because I stop. And I also ask to seek truth. You know what I mean?
I like what you said. You kept going. A lot of people stop because we meet a lot of people who come out of those rehab programs,
yeah,
and they can do a good thing, but they're not teaching you the full truth, are they? You just admitted it. You said you're learning more and more, and that's going to be our life in Christ. We're going to keep learning and growing deeper.
Right.
And yeah, so that's awesome. I'm glad you said that. Keep going, and we're here to help you.
Yeah.
You can email me.
I will email you.
That would be awesome. I just encouraged a young woman here who had a lot of questions. We were dealing with a mocker chasing us around.
A who?
Being a mocker.
What's that?
An angry man mocking us. And so I didn't get to finish a whole lot of talking.
And then he was going in there?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe all the wickedness that goes on in there. Watch these people. Watch into the scripture.
I can see them getting angry at me for trying to even go videotape casting crowns and how their youth pastry, youth ministry, and how they go around speaking the truth and having children get saved. Because the only one who was just worshiping and praising Jesus with me last night was my 9-year-old grandson. The only one.
Well, go.
But then I had to protect him against this guy who was getting angry at my grandson because him and I are standing there and he's trying
to get... There's a lot of demonic activity in the so-called Christian church. church, if you want to say it that way. We see it all the time going through here. Let me leave you with this because they're probably going to be going in. Who was it that Jesus warred with the most in the apostles?
Timothy?
The religious people.
So who did he what?
War with. Who hated?
Oh, the rich and the Pharisees.
The religious people. The Pharisees would be the false teachers and the people who heaped them up. And you know what? We go out on the streets. We minister to people who might have been like you. We sold what we have. We live in a little camper van. And we parked in a Walmart parking lot right next to people like maybe if you were living in a car.
Yeah.
We live in our vehicle.
Right.
And we park right next to those people. And we share the truth with them. If they have a need, we help them out. And you know what? They thank us. They're not religious hypocrites.
Right,
the religious people call the cops on us. We stand outside churches. We stand in the football games. And when we stand at a church, they hate us more than the people at the football game. The world doesn't hate the truth as much as the religious people do. Think about that.
That's right.
It was the same from the beginning. So watch yourself as you go through this walk. If you start seeing truth and you start asking people around, they're going to try to slough it off. They're going to twist it. Oh, you don't have to do all that. But if you see it in the scriptures and somebody tells you that, take a break from all kinds of spiritual influence between you, the Holy Spirit, and God, and the scriptures, I mean. The truth will be revealed to you only if you're willing to lose everything for Him. Because we're getting older, aren't we?
Yes.
We're going to die in 20, 30 years maybe, if that, or whatever.
Right.
But how long is eternity?
Forever.
And
I was
ever.
Just talking
and
about
ever.
That with my grandkids last night about that. I go, Papa Butch went to heaven, and I said, because I could see this special light in his eyes that I never seen my alcoholic dad ever have till he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior in hospice. Was he ever, first time I ever seen him pray to God. I'm going to cry. But anyways, there's this light in his eyes that I never seen before, and I had it once in mine, and I want it back.
Well, you're going to get that through the truth. You know, Jesus says, if you seek me, you will find me. I like that promise because I came from the world.
Right.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been through a lot in my life, and I don't even want to go through it.
Yeah,
I was a sinful, worldly, dark, carnal person.
Yeah, because people say, I want the old Jody back. I said, I don't.
Praise God, she's dead.
She's dead.
I
don't want the old Jody back.
My old one is dead, too.
Yeah.
We can be new in Christ. Praise God.
And renew, you know?
Right.
While
the outer man perished, the inner man is renewed day by day through the scriptures, through the Spirit. So keep going on that. Keep pressing through. And He will reveal, and that helped me in the beginning. Jesus said, you will find Him. So we can have the truth.
So you
it's
said that's
promise.
In Corinthians? That you said that you're going to send it to me about that? We just
talking. Oh, you know what? Send me an email and just ask me any questions that you have, and we can go through anything that you have that you have questions for. What we like to do first is go through the gospel and make sure that you have a good, solid foundation.
Right.
We'll go through faith and repentance and being born again, endurance and holiness. Yeah.
Right.
Because that's the most important, right?
Right.
Nothing else matters.
I don't
so when we go
live
through
the
that,
world. I don't.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. This is part of it. You know what? This sounds just like what I used to sit in a bar and listen to. Different words, same stuff. See how Satan does that?
Yeah, right.
Satan does everything opposite of God to tease your flesh, doesn't he?
Right. I was just telling my daughter last night, I was just looking on TV they have Barbie Ouija boards now.
Oh, well, not only one sin, but more.
Yeah,
Barbie Ouija boards. Okay,
Satan
yes.
is so conniving and tricking, cunning, baffling. And I just
He has a lot of power. But if we have the power of the Holy Spirit in us, guess what? Greater is He that is within us
than He is in the world.
In the world, you know that.
Like,
I love that. Yeah.
1 John 4:4 is my favorite.
Yeah, and He can be greater in us if we allow Him to.
Amen.
See, it's a matter of a will and a matter of our heart. So that's why we're out here. We're standing against this. And we're here to warn people like you. The handful, small handful of people that we got to talk to yesterday.
Yeah.
Young woman that's not too far away over there got a lot of truth, and she said that she's going to think about it. Most of the other ones here, they hate it. They're mockers. We're not here for them. We're here.
Because God just drawn me
to stand and glorify
you.
Yeah. Yeah, so take those words to heart that I shared with you. Test everything everybody tells you. And take, if I can offer this to you, even if for some reason I don't hear from you, take a break from spiritual influences, churches and things like that, because they're not teaching you the truth. You're here, right? Nobody warned you not to be here, right?
Right. Teen Challenge is here. That's really
you're getting some bad influences, or what happens to good morals?
when you're influenced by the wrong people. Bad company corrupts good morals, right?
That's right.
It's a bad influence on you. So take a break from the external spiritual influences, because you can't quite discern them yet, but the right. Holy Spirit is trying to work in you. And what's going to happen is, if he's convicting you of something, you go, I know, but I like these people, and they give my flesh comfort because I like the fellowship. What do you think the Holy Spirit's going to do?
I don't know.
Probably stop. Probably going to stop convicting you at some point, and God could turn you over. And we don't want that. So if the Holy Spirit's convicting you, and you see things in the Word of God that you should do, obey it, and God will give you more. And you know what grace is? Grace is the power to overcome all this. Amen. Through his power. It's not grace that just covers all your sin and you can keep sinning and go to heaven.
Right, right,
like all these people think. So yeah, hopefully that's all an encouragement to you.
It is.
See through spiritual eyes and through the scriptures, and he'll keep revealing it to you. And email me. I'd be happy to email with you. That'd be awesome.
Amen, I will. My name's Jody, by the way.
Okay, I'm Sister Amen.
Nice to meet you, Sister Amen.
My old name was Deb. She's dead.
Deb,
I have a new
Deb.
Name.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome. And my family tried to do that too. We miss you. We miss you. I was a drunken.
Dude,
I
know, right? Exactly.
All kinds of fool.
I know.
And
I
they
was a
want
drunk,
that bad.
I don't want that person back.
No.
I just
to hear
keep
that.
Going forward and forward.
Right.
I'm still so hungry.
Good. And thirsty for the word.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hungry and thirst for it. I'll help
right.
you. I'll encourage
yeah.
you on.
I am thirsty and hungry still.
Nice.
I always ask.
Yeah, don't quench that. Be careful
no.
whose teaching you take. Even
right.
if you don't take ours. I mean, we do, what we do is we take people to the scriptures. We say, these are the scriptures for this subject. We try to help you see. We want people like you or anybody or whatever. We have a lot of people who follow online across the world. They take the scriptures and they test them.
They what do you mean by like what do you mean? How they test them?
Well, they look in the scriptures to see if what we say is right.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. yeah.
But a lot of people, they sit in church.
Yeah.
And the pastor says something and they're like, oh, hey, yay. And they just go out. They don't test into it, because if they did, they wouldn't be there. They'd be leaving. We have a lot on our website that would point to you. So we would
is
show
that
you
our website.
Don'tperish.com is on the front. And our email's on the back. You go to don'tperish.com, and there's a 10-point test on there. And there's also a page that says, are you being deceived? It says, are you being deceived? And there's a big list of deception, kind of like we have on the back of the card there.
Right.
That would help people see through that. So hopefully that will be a help and encouragement to you. If you go there, and then you can test it all to the scripture and verify if it's right. So that's why we do that. Our website is really, really big. We have a lot of teachings, articles, audios, videos. We take videos here and we put them up. I'm making an audio. This would be edifying for people to hear, for my sisters around the world to hear. They don't know who you are.
Right.
And so a lot of this can be used for teaching purposes.
Right.
And so here,